Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a day after the Super Bowl edition of the Marks and Reese Show. Johnny Marks, Ike Reese, and the Patriots once again, Ikey, Super Bowl champs, if you stayed up for it.
Rats.
Or you didn't fall asleep. What a bad game. What a bad halftime show.
It's a great halftime show. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what everybody's problem was with Maroon 5.
I can't tell if you're saying that to say that, because I asked around, and I was like, yo, I don't want, because I know everybody's going to say it sucks, because that's the society we live in, is everything sucks society, right? Mm-hmm. It's everybody complains about everything. And I was just kind of watching it, and I was just like, all right, well, it doesn't feel like it's any good. And then
I enjoyed it.
You did.
Yeah.
Especially the end when Adam Levine took off the shirt and was thrusting his hips, gyrating. Been like that.
I'm sure he did. I could have done without that part of the act. But, you know, for what it was, a Super Bowl halftime act. I don't know what everyone was expecting. Well, you know?
But you're right. But, I mean, like, Bruno Mars was, I remember that one, and that way he was great.
He was awesome. Yep.
Yeah, that was, he should bring him back every year.
It's hard to top him.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah.
That's what I'm learning.
Yeah.
But there wasn't even a Katy Perry where she's coming down from the, you know, the sky on something.
Mm-hmm. Like a lion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Ike, I thought we'd be coming in here to dissecting the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
All right, maybe not, but at least talking about Super Bowl, which we will. But, you know, you watched Jared Goff last night, and I kept telling you he's overrated. I would take Carson over him every day of the week.
Mm.
And he was terrible last night. Terrible. He sucks, Jared Goff. He's terrible.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But then we get the little bit of news. Look, Carson Wentz commented on the whole Joe Santoliquido Philly voice story.
Listen, I'm glad we got 4 hours, because there's a whole lot we need to get through that happened this weekend.
Yeah.
You got the Eagles picking up the option on Nick Foles.
Oh.
You got the Carson Wentz story today, right? You got
the franchise story for
right,
Nick.
The franchise story. You got the obviously the Super Bowl from last night, that great defensive battle. How many people, you know, people complained about fantasy football all year and touchdowns, and I love defense, football back to the way it was. Ah, there you go. 10-3.
Well,
13-3. So there you go.
My wife.
You like that?
My wife asked me, she's like, well, what's the deal with the game? She didn't really tune in until after halftime. And I'm like, well, the Rams defense is really good and their offense sucks. Mm. So I give the Rams defense credit. It wasn't a bad offensive game from the Patriots standpoint. The Rams just, I thought, did a great job and stopped. And the, you know, the Patriots weren't perfect either on offense. Mm-hmm. But
that may be the worst Tom Brady has ever looked in a Super Bowl.
He didn't look good, that's for sure. They got it done, but he didn't. Yeah, that wasn't a Tom Brady
Mm-mm.
Super Bowl.
Mm-mm.
No, but you're right. It was defense. The Rams front four he wasn't able to step in the throws. He was under constant pressure. I mean, they really did. They got after him, and same thing with the Patriots, the Goff. Except Goff just, he looked like a deer in the headlights.
Not ready.
He didn't. I don't think McVay had particularly a good day either.
Well, at least he admitted it.
Yeah, he did.
After the game.
He admitted it. So you have that with the Super Bowl. But
I feel better after the Super Bowl.
You do.
The Eagles' future looks very bright to me.
You know what I was thinking during the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I said, well, damn, Mike, if Alshon Jeffrey doesn't drop that pass and they beat the Saints, mm-hmm. Eagles could be in the Super Bowl right now. The Rams aren't any good. Patriots, sir, that was the worst Super Bowl as far as the talent level of teams in recent memory.
Talent, that was, I think it's talent on both teams.
They're not very good teams.
I think we got spoiled over the last few years. We've had some pretty good Super Bowls, thankfully. Listen, we went through the 90s, and they were all blowouts.
All bad.
Yeah, they were all bad in the 90s, yep. So with the exception of that Bills-Giants Super Bowl, but the majority of them have been blowouts for the most part, and we've been fortunate the last few years, with the exception of that Broncos-Seahawks game up in New York. That was a blowout. The other ones have been pretty much like this. The Broncos-Carolina game wasn't an offensive explosion.
Agreed.
You know, that was a defensive battle. That's what you get. I mean,
well, I'll say this. The Super Bowl wasn't
it's not supposed to be over 1,000 yards worth in offense like it was last year.
That was fun, though. It wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't a. I didn't come away being like there's two bad football teams there. It was. Right. It was the defensive game. It was. Yeah. It was. You had two good defenses and you had one offense that looked okay, and you had the other offense that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But so Carson Wentz comes out. Oh, mm-hmm. So he didn't speak today. He spoke on Friday, I believe, is what we're being told.
Right.
Yes. The release was delayed until today.
Oh, how nice. How nice.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, so Carson came out, and he acknowledged that he could have been a better teammate. He owned part of the report, denied
mm-hmm,
some others.
Mm-hmm.
But all in all, he certainly took, and I can read, we don't have the audio of it because there's no audio.
We had to comb through this thing.
Yeah. He's talking about it. He said, I heard it that morning. An Eagles official actually sent it over to me, and I was like, I just read it, and I was a little confused, I guess. It's never obviously fun to read your name being thrown around like that, but at the end of the day, try not to stress about it too much and let the media or the perception of others dictate who I am. I know who I am, first of all. I know how to carry myself. I know I'm not perfect. I know I have flaws, so I'm not going to sit here and say it was inaccurate and completely made up. I'm not going to do that. But at the end of the day, I will say our locker room is really close. And if there was guys that had issues, in hindsight, I wish we could have just talked about them. But again, I don't know how it all happened and everything with that.
Mm-hmm.
So he acknowledges it.
Mm-hmm.
He says he's not going to say it's totally inaccurate,
mm-hmm.
which is good to hear that no one has said that it's just fake news and move on.
Right.
You know, so after hearing all this, and he said a lot of other things. Again, we don't have audio because that wasn't allowed. It did bother him that teammates came out and said it. He made that very clear a few times. That's what happened. So that's what it is. They asked him some questions. The transcripts mm-hmm. were sent out, and he owned the part, and he said he's not going to try to walk that back.
Yeah, so I guess the question would be is how do you feel after now hearing his side or hearing his, I don't know, his response.
Came out in the dressing.
Yeah, to that story. Some people thought, you know, he doesn't need to do this. Just move on. It's beneath you. Other people, I know Angelo certainly thought that it was long overdue for him to address this and didn't want to wait until, you know, spring workouts and OTAs and all that stuff. Yes. To address it. It needed to be addressed. And there are probably some Carson Wentz fans that wanted him to address it and stand up for yourself.
Sure.
Say something. Either deny it, confirm it, something, you know. The fact that he hadn't even tweeted out about it or anything else about it lets you know that he knew it was out there. And then once you see the way this sort of unfolded with the group of reporters that were invited to sit down with him, it's obvious that his team, they wanted to have some type of a controlled environment where he can sit down and address these things. Now, we'll get into that. I think it was a good thing.
So you feel better?
Yeah, I think it was a good thing. To me, he didn't say anything in there that I didn't already have formulated in my mind. See, the problem to me about some of these character traits that he supposedly has is that they were spun to be negative. And it was such a one-sided story, it came off as if everyone felt this way, or the majority of people felt this way. So you take those selfish quotes, all that other stuff, and that's a perception of one or two players, teammates, three or four teammates, whomever it is. Doesn't necessarily mean it speaks for everyone in the locker room. I'm with him. This is something that should have been addressed behind closed doors and handled that way instead of being made a public mess. So mm-hmm. he addressed it.
Well, that's where I would hope that most people would agree that you should, if you go to the player first and he doesn't do anything about it and he flips you the bird, if you want to then give it to a media member, even though I know that you will say that's not the right thing to do. If you've exhausted all options, including with the coach, and then you feel like it's necessary to do it, that's one thing. That clearly wasn't done here.
No. No, and it couldn't have ever been to that degree where you've gone to the position coach, you've gone to the coordinator, you've gone to the head coach. No one wants to hear you say these things that are so truthful and harmful to the team about Carson Wentz that you feel you need to go to Joe Sanliquido. Come on, man. Stop it.
No.
This is a selfish person or people who had their own agenda at heart. It's not a team player. And they had better hope, and I say they, I mean the Eagles, they had better hope this is something that they can move on from, because I'm not going to sit here and suggest what my former teammate Hollis sort of hinted at as far as getting rid of guys and in practice, that sounds good, right? Like, that's something you would want to do. But that's not really what the Eagles can do, right? Because you know these came from players that are important to this team's success moving forward.
Otherwise, they would be gone.
But I would say this. And the Eagles are going to have to vet this situation behind closed doors, because I think it should be important to them to
fix
this situation.
Agreed.
Bring them in the room. I don't care if it's Doug sitting down with the players in question by himself. Carson doesn't need to be there. Doesn't need to be this sort of come to Jesus moment there. But I think the head coach needs to get something across to these players that this isn't good for the team. This doesn't help the team. This doesn't help us win football games. This is not how good teammates act, right? Like, and if this thing continues, then you will be out of here. Because guess what? I don't care who it is. You're not that important to this organization that you can't be replaced.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be a backstabber, if you're going to be someone that wants to tear the team apart from within by going to reporters with your own selfish agenda, how does that help the team win? How does that help you win if you're still here? Like, mm-hmm. So they may not, I don't know what they're going to do, but they got to get this thing fixed moving forward, or the team can have success. Because you best believe Carson Wentz, whenever he decides to walk into a meeting room as a team or as a position group or as an offense, you best believe he's walking in there looking side-eyed.
It's good that they...
Best believe he's walking in there saying, I know it was one of y'all. I know I got my feeling of who it was.
It's good that apparently, a rep for Carson reached out to certain reporters. I'm sure this isn't, if that's the case, it's in conjunction with the Eagles. Mm-hmm. They got the five guys there. There wasn't, you know, there
five
was
guys. It's a good place.
Delicious, man. I bite one of those burgers right now. So you had Jeff McClain, you had Zach Berman, Philly.com. You had, was Les there as well? You had Tim McManus, ESPN. You had Athletic, Shiel Kapadia, who joins us later in the show. You had, I'm missing one person, but you had a controlled environment. You had the guys that you wanted there. This wasn't an open media event. These were handpicked guys. This happened on Friday. Mm-hmm. This happened on Friday, and they all released it today, which is ridiculous, by the way. And some of the other things that went on, he said he's not going to change. He kind of is who he is at this point. Mm-hmm. He called the Mike Rowe thing, I'm looking for the exact quote, but he more or less said that wasn't true. And he said the bullying of Mike Rowe, he said that was not true. He talked to Mike Rowe that day about it. So, I don't know what was true and what wasn't true in that particular report. I don't know if the Mike Rowe thing was the thing that people focused on the most was Carson Wentz in the locker room and the fact that some guys weren't jiving with his personality and considered him selfish and everything else. Mm-hmm. So, do you feel better about it? So Carson's come out and spoke. The last thing that you want, Ike, is when mini camps happen, that's the first time he's addressing it.
He's got to deal with this, right?
Right. So it's good that they got it out of the way. I agree with that. The manner that they got it out of the way is calculated and controlling and ridiculous. There's no audio. There's handpicked guys that are all, by the way, putting out a very positive spin on the story. And what do you know? There you go. No problem here. Carson admits, yep, yeah, I could have done things differently. Yeah, maybe I was a little bit selfish. By all accounts of the guys that were handpicked to be there, they were they said that they felt like it was the Carson was being honest. I know Zach Berman called him called it what, Ben? We'll play that coming up. But Zach Berman, he was on Morning Show this morning. He was one of the guys that was there, and he called Carson vulnerable. He believed it. He bought into the whole thing. 888-729-9494. By now, you've heard enough about this. You've heard enough about the Carson Wentz stuff. He came out. He owned the maybe he was a bad teammate. And there are things that he can change. And he's not going to try to say that there wasn't something to the report. He also denied some of the other stuff, right? And he did it all in a setting that was very controlled and calculated.
I like it.
And I don't.
You don't like that?
No. I mean, it doesn't make me feel... It makes me feel like one of the things that they were talking about with him is that this was a calculated type person, that this was all about Carson Wentz, the big franchise quarterback, and everybody else. Well, they've handled it to where they get a couple of reporters. So you have Comcast Sportsnet reporter, you have Philly.com guys, you have ESPN, and you have Shiel. They don't give it exclusively to one guy. They give it to a bunch of guys, and then they put it out there, but not everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get Brandon Gowden. You don't get Jimmy Kempsky, who's down there all the time. You don't get some of the other guys, the smaller reporters out there.
Right.
It wasn't an open media session. There's no audio with this, so we can't play it over and over and over again. You know I want to do that.
Why?
So I can hear it instead of me or Ben reading it.
There's one point that you made that I think is like pretty serious here.
Hi, Ben.
This doesn't happen. Well, when's the last time you heard a player doing a limited talk with reporters?
No audio?
This is what owners do. Even all owners. Jeffrey Lurie doesn't do this. This is what the protected owners do, is they talk to three reporters. This is what presidents do. This isn't what quarterbacks are supposed to do. I've never heard of a player doing this. It never happens.
It's ridiculous, is what it is. 888-729-9494. And then when everybody else comes and they try to ask it to him again, now it's over. Now he's already on the record. He made his statement. They got what they wanted in a calculating and controlling manner with no audio. Poof.
Yeah.
Now it's gone.
Kind of like that no audio Joe Sanliquido used to do his story. Right?
Well, what audio are they going to use?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
888.
That one-sided story that came out.
888.
With a bunch of sources.
729. 9494. Marks and Reese.
At least Carson is right there.
888-729-9494. Does this make you feel better about the locker room? Does it make you feel better about the situation? The answer is no.
Makes me feel better about Carson.
Does it make you feel better about Carson?
Stand up guy.
888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. That'll get us started on the other side. Shil Kapadia, who was in the orchestrated handpick reporting scrum. He'll join us later on in the show. And we'll get, and by the way, Super Bowl. Good Super Bowl, bad Super Bowl. Enjoy the defense or hated the game. 888-729-9494. It's Marks and Reese. We start with you on the phones right after this.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!